The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for information purposes only and are not necessarily those of CJAD 800 or Bell Media. The opinions do not constitute professional advice. Please contact your own renovation expert directly before making any decisions. The Home Improvement Show with Ken Connors and Jan Eakes.
Good morning. And before we go any further, late-breaking birthday, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Alex Chamirian. All he wanted was to hear his birthday on CJD, and there you go. Have a great day, Alex. Welcome to the Home Improvement Show. Jan Eakes is on vacation. We have in studio with us Mr. Walter Assey, CEO of Renovco. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm fantastic as well.
Good.
Yeah, enjoying the summer so far?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Working 7 days a week, but that's fine.
7 days. Well, this what you're doing now is technically working, but let's consider this hour a break.
Absolutely.
Okay, except you have to answer questions that have to do with work.
Only fun stuff.
Absolutely. And we are prepared to take your calls at 514-790-0800, star talk, star 8255, a free call on Bell Mobility. You can text them in as well to 514-800, and we will happily answer whatever questions we can right up until 10 o'clock. And we have a call right off the bat. Walter, this is Jeanette from Verdun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Yes, my question is, I have a sixplex on three level, and I would like to know if I can connect the dryer on the second floor and on the third floor on the same ducting that's going on the roof outside. So is it possible to do that?
It's a good question. What you have to do in a case like this would be to install a Y on the ducting line. Now, with this being said, it makes it a bit more difficult to clean. So if you would ever have to, because you have to install what you call a damper between the two apartments on the same line.
Okay.
And that will make some of the lint stick. So it becomes a bit more challenging for cleaning. Okay.
But the diameter can still be 4 inches, or is it need to be bigger?
No, the diameter is fine. 4 inches is good. It's like I said, you'll have to install just a damper and a Y. And the only issue that you would have with that is when you would need to clean it, is the damper is makes it harder to clean.
And why do I need to put a damper? Because the same will go up?
Well, you don't want the lint of one apartment to end up in the other apartment, so the damper prevents that from backing.
Okay,
that's where it gets to be a bit more challenging. If you have a choice and you could do them separately, it's more recommended. But if you don't, it's just a maintenance issue that you'd have to live with for a while.
Okay, and the damper would be installed in the, I guess it would be the third floor, the third apartment, because it's him that's going to connect to the long vent duct already installed.
That is right, yeah.
Okay, so thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Thanks for the call, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You were mentioning that that you can do that with a Y, but that it's better to have them separate.
Correct.
So what is the difference in how, like if she would attach the two with a Y, what is the difference if it was separate?
Well, I mean, you don't have, it's really the damper that is the issue, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you clean a ducting, the damper itself retain more lint. That's a problem.
Okay.
And when it kind of come time to clean it, it just makes it more challenging. So when you pass a brush and everything else, it just, you tend to see a lot more lint collected, so you'd have to clean it a lot more often.
Right.
And that's something that we see on a regular basis. So if you can do it separately, it's always better. Mm-hmm. And in certain cases, if it's not installed properly, then you would have the lint of one apartment ending up in the other person's apartment, and it becomes more of an issue as well. So anything you do that requires maintenance, it's always, you might pay less money now, to install the both dryers on the same line, but you might end up paying it in maintenance later just to keep it up. So it actually does not save you money. It makes you spend more money, if anything.
How often would you suggest one cleans their dryer ducts?
At least once a year, I would say.
Once a year?
Yes, at least once a year. And especially in cases where you have too many corners and too many turns. That usually, sometimes I've seen cases where it required cleaning twice a year.
Something you can do on your own, or would you have to?
It's a good question. It depends on how long the ducting is.
Yeah.
I know that Sean used to have a company called Lint Free or something like that. Yeah. And so in certain cases, it's really difficult because, you know, you'd have a 20 feet line that you have to clean. And he had very good machinery to do it because, you know, not everybody that claims that they clean duct, dryer ducts really know what they're doing.
Right. And I guess you want to be sure that it's done properly. So it's probably best to bring in a professional.
Yeah, because, I mean, in certain cases, it's a fire hazard, right?
So, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So okay. Definitely.
514-790-0800, Star Talk on Bell Mobility, 1-800-491-CJD. Your calls for Walter Assey of Renovco. It's the Home Improvement Show. We got a text here with a plumbing question. Mm-hmm. This texture says, we live in a century-old triplex condo on the ground floor. We have a stubborn gurgling in our toilet for months. We've called plumbers. We've gone to the roof and sent a 50-foot fish down to try and declog the vent to no avail. What could be causing the gurgling, and what can they do about it?
Hmm.
It's in the plateau. These are homes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they check if they haven't? What we have to check, sometimes they don't have the proper venting. Sometimes they have venting inside the walls. It's called an automatic vent. And that have an expiry date on it. That's what most people don't know. That's usually good for about 10 years. So if that's the case, they would have to open and either change it. That's why we don't recommend it. So it's better that they check if their pipes are properly ventilated. That's one. Check the... if they passed... You said they passed a fish already, so it's nothing that is blocked. It's a tough one, but, I mean, I would start by checking the ventilation of the pipes.
Okay.
That's the number one thing I would check first.
Makes sense to me. Taking your calls and questions for Walter Assey of Renovco, in for Yannick's this weekend on the Home Improvement Show. 514-790-0800, Star Talk, Star 8255. That's a free call on Bell Mobility. And 1-800-491-CJD. You can also text your questions in, as Julia from the Plateau did. The number there is 514-800. It's the Home Improvement Show here on CJD 800. Good morning, Luther.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have about a 10-year-old roof, and parts of it need repair because the sun doesn't melt the snow. And I know it needs repair, but my question is, even if I repair it or get it repaired, in 5 or 10 years, I'm going to have the same issues because it's an architectural, I think, like the way it was designed is the problem.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a roof is it?
Give me a couple to choose from. I'm not sure what.
Is it a shingle roof? Is it a flat roof?
Yeah, it's a shingle roof. Yeah.
Okay. And you said you changed the roof 10 years ago?
No. The house is 10 years old.
Okay, so the roof was done 10 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
The house is 10, so the roof must be 10 years old, yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing with contractor's roof, and most people might not know that. Unfortunately, with contractor's roof, the materials used usually is extremely basic. So much so that a lot of times you don't even see any synthetic paper or black paper underneath the shingles. And, you know, in problematic areas, especially with faulty architecture, it might create you problems, okay? So if you were to replace the roof now, or you're going to fix that particular area that's problematic, there are different qualities of shingles out there, okay? So a 50-year-old shingle that is fiberglass-based will last a lot longer and be a lot more resistant to in those problematic areas. Okay. Furthermore, what I would do is in those areas, I would install an eye shield membrane. Okay. Usually by code, the eye shield membrane is recommended around the perimeter of the roof. Okay. But in cases where things are problematic and they might cause water infiltration, I would further install it in those areas, even though that the code does not require it. The code is a minimum requirement by law.
Okay. Right.
So it doesn't, do not let people just guide you through the code itself. There are other practices that are used to improve areas or to improve the execution of work, especially in a more complicated roof.
Okay. The one of the problems is where the flashing, I guess it's cosmetic, but it's like the flashing has all become mushy almost, it looks like. Because of the snow, so it's not just the shingles, it's the flashing also on the side. And one last question, if I replace those areas with metal, will that help? Like to get a metal roof instead, or to look too weird to have parts?
Well, it does not, provided that the metal is installed in the right places. So it will look weird if you have it, there's no symmetry in the installation itself. So you would have to sit back and from the road and look at it and to see, you know, what kind of a look it will give. Now, you could always do that, but you have to maybe potentially for design purposes repeat it somewhere else just to kind of make it look right. Definitely
sense.
A roof, a metal roof is better in these cases. It's more expensive, but it's better. It allows the snow to fall much easier and what have you. So it's way more resistant as well.
Can I ask one last quick question?
Yeah.
How do you get a good roofer? What qualifications do you look for when you're going to hire somebody?
Many. Number one would be continuous years in business, okay? More often than not, and that's very important, is that you do have a guarantee, and usually it's a long-term guarantee when it comes to roof. So a roofer that's been in business for a long, long time, that means he's been able to honor his guarantees for a long, long time, or he's been doing such a good job at it that he did not have a lot of claims, okay? Because if you do a terrible job and you have to keep on coming back, you'll eventually go out of business. So that's one way to look at it. Of course, you need to have a valid license and a valid liability insurance. Important that you have a very good liability insurance. So you can ask them for a copy of that because a roof could destroy your whole house. So if the guy is insured for $500,000 and your house is worth millions, then you have a big problem on your hand.
I really appreciate your help this morning. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, sir.
Thanks for the call, Luther. Be well. Tell me again, you were talking about putting in a membrane, but mm-hmm. only around the perimeter.
Yeah. So that's an eye shield membrane. And usually you put that to prevent, you know, when you have a water backup that goes underneath the shingles.
Yeah.
Especially with our winters now, we have that, you know, freeze thaw more often.
Yes.
And you have, you know, it's cold, mild, and cold weather. So when the snow melts, it typically raises the shingle and it, through hydrostatic pressure, it goes underneath and drives up the roof.
Okay.
If you only have synthetic paper or felt paper underneath, then the water will come into your house. So what the code in the old days was that you put 3 feet of eye shield membrane around the perimeter of the house. So mm-hmm. if the water goes back up, there's that, you know, waterproof shield underneath. It actually gets screwed into the plywood so the ice cannot lift it. Only problem is that with global warming, our winters have been milder.
Yes.
So the hydrostatic pressure now drives up higher in the roof. So that 3 feet is not good, and we're trying to speak to the authorities and to try to change that into 6, 9, or 12 feet, depending on the slope of the roof. That mm-hmm. have to be really associated with the slope of the roof. If you have a slight slope, 3 feet is not good. Certain cases, you have to membrane up to 9, 12 feet even. So common sense have to be really used when you're doing or replacing a roof. The other most common mistake is that a lot of the roofers could have blinders on when they're changing a roof. So you mm-hmm. give them the mandate to change the shingles, but they don't check your soffits. They don't check your ventilation. You don't check your insulation in the attic. And these could all be things that either shorten the life of the new roof or cause water damages, regardless if you have a new roof or not.
Yeah.
So it's important that you make sure that that roofer does those steps, even though it's not part of his mandate. Okay, it's just to ensure that his part of the job is done right.
Yeah. And it protects him too, I suppose.
100%. Yeah. Because, I mean, he can come in and he'll tell you, it's not my responsibility. It's your attic. You don't have enough insulation. You have condensation. But he still had to go there. It's still a service call, mm-hmm. right? You're still not happy from him because he's the expert. He should have told you that. And that's it, your expectation when you call a roofer.
Of course.
So, you know, it's important that we see all of these things. And it's important that that conversation takes place. And if it doesn't, we'll ask the questions, you know. And if he tells you, I don't want to go in your attic, that's not part of my mandate, that's not right, the right roofer for you. That means he's not going above and beyond to make sure that his job is done right.
Right.
Right? So.
When it comes to melting snow, how do you feel about the electric wire that some people put around their roofs that melt the snow?
I'm not a firm believer in Band-Aids.
Okay.
Okay. The problem with these wires, number one, sometimes they're ugly, right?
Yes.
So they take out the curb appeal that you have in the house. And what if that, you know, wire fails and you're not aware,
mm-hmm.
right? So if it's a problematic area, you're not 100% sure that it's going to be always working. And, you know, so it's maintenance. It doesn't look good. I always say go to the root of the problem and solve it. And that's the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You often see that, you know, these things after a few years needs to be changed. And so you have to have your hand on it all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm not, you know, it's a good Band-Aid until the real problem gets solved. And sometimes it takes time because if it's a roofline problem, you know, it could be costly. But do have that long-term solution in your head.
How often would you suggest, like, if you're not going to either repair or replace a roof, at least have it inspected?
You see, it's a very good question. Usually, what we always say is in the autumn is mm-hmm. a good time of the year to do all your exterior inspection. Okay, meaning you're caulking around the windows, your roof shingles, if there's any shingle that flew out, any flashing that needs caulking, you know, any of these things. I would say the fall is the perfect time because it will give you the time to fix it.
Yeah, kind of like a winter tune-up for your house.
That's right.
And Walter, we have another roofing question. This is Tony from Vaudreuil. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How can we help you?
So I bought this brand new house 13 years back in Vaudreuil. And now the roof needs to be replaced or like changed or whatever because it's getting all, and everybody in the neighborhood is also getting it changed.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the warranty was 20 years, but nothing, like everybody has to do their own stuff. And now, like I'm thinking of putting a metal roof. So, because that will probably will last a lot longer. The shingles, like every 10 years, if I have to spend money to replace or to 15 years, that's a very big expense.
So your question is, which is better?
Which is better, metal roof? What does he recommend? And who should I call for the metal roof? Who's the best who can do a good job?
Okay. So your comment is partially right and partially wrong, okay? A metal roof is a good roofing system. It does last a long time if it's installed correctly. So a big part of a roofing is the installation, regardless of what type of roof you have. If it's poorly installed, it's going to cause problems, okay? So having the right roofer is very important. But having said that, a metal roof is usually more expensive, substantially more expensive than a shingle roof, okay? So sometimes, you know, your budget does not allow it. And other times, it's also the look. You doesn't necessarily fit with the look of your home. So you have, these are decisions you have to make. Now, I don't want you to be too scared of shingle roofing simply because a contractor's roof, so a developer's roof, they usually put, not all of them, but most of them, the basic shingle, which is a 15 to 20 year old shingle. And like I said before, they don't put synthetic papers, so things, it's a basic roof that is made to stand, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years worth of the warranty that they're going to give you. And then that roof, because it's not a quality shingle, will degrade and fail with time, okay? So if you were to go out there and get yourself a 50-year shingle, okay, and ensure that you have, again, the proper ventilation and the proper eye shield membrane and the proper flashing and the proper roof vents and the soffits are unblocked and all of these things, then that roof will last a lot longer. There are shingle roofs that I've seen that I've done 20 years ago and they're still, you know, in great shape, right? So do not let the quality or the type of the material make you decide, you know, just in every material there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And just in particularly in roof, you want to go with the top of the line, the best that you can get. Because, you know, you don't want to have to go through this every few years, like you said.
Okay? So a 50-year shingle would still last longer than a metal roof.
So if you were to go with a Timberline shingle, for example, and I'm not usually, you know, picking that brand. They have 50-year-old shingles that are awesome. They do a fantastic job. It does not degrade. It's you know, in the old days as well, the shingles used to have a tar base in them, and that was not great. Especially we had BP that had this big recall because there was a fault on the technology. Now they use fiberglass, so it's way more advanced, and it's made to be a lot more resistant. So do not underestimate the power of the shingle. That's the moral of the story.
But, sir, like, I called a roofer. He came, he showed me some shingles. He says the warranty is 15 years. And he says any roof, and he's that what he's trying to tell me is that any roof shingles you buy, they will say warranty is 50 years or 10 years or 30 years. But they all, like, after 15 years, they start deteriorating. And he showed me this Mystique 42 something, you know, he gave me the sample of the shingles and the colors. And he says, this is the roof I'm going to put. And you have to, you know, like I'm saying, you know, and it's only 15-year warranty. And he says, anyway, they might say that it'll be like 20 years or 30 years, but they all, you know, are gone in about 15 years or what?
That is not correct, unfortunately. Again, it's all in the installation and the health of your attic as well. The 50-year shingle will last more than 15 years. That's guaranteed. A 15 or 20-year shingle might only last 15 to 20 years, but not a 50-year-old shingle. These things have been tested, they've been backed, and we've have cases that we looked at that show that the shingle lasts a very, very, very long time. So, you know, I don't want necessarily for this gentleman to guide you in the wrong direction, but I would definitely do some research on my own. And, you know, again, there's a reason why they're selling a 15, a 20, and a 50-year-old shingle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you know, if they all degrade and finish in 15 years, then they wouldn't have different qualities. There are very good shingles out there, extremely performant. I'm not going to name the brands because that's not what we're here for. But, you know, if you would go to RoofMart and you would have that conversation with the product manager or anybody that's on the floor, they can guide you through the good, the bad, and the ugly very quickly.
Where is this RoofMart?
I don't have the address offhand, but if you actually Google it, you know, you will have their
address.
Yeah, I'll
do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tony, we got to run. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call to 514-790-0800, Star Talk on Bell Mobility. And look at this. We have another roof question. This one's from Richard in Ahuntsic. Hi there, Richard. Hello, Richard.
Yes.
Hi, you're on CJD.
Yes, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. I have a general question.
Yeah.
How often should one have their roof inspected to see, like, if there's any, you know, potential problems that are coming up?
Mm-hmm.
It's a flat roof, you know?
That's a great question. So a flat roof and a shingle roof, they both have different sets of things to change to verify.
Okay.
Now, in a flat roof specifically, you want to verify that the drain is very operational and clean.
Oh.
And that's where most of the problems from flat roof would occur, is when you have a blocked drain and then all the water is backing up into the roof and then it puddles. And
okay.
While puddling, it finds its very
the weak spot.
Weak spot, and it comes into the house.
Okay.
So a roof, a flat roof, might require a little bit more, TLC or inspections. And a flat roof, I would recommend twice a year.
Okay.
The reason being, again, it's mostly to check the drains. I mean, and everything else, the caulking and flashings and everything else, but the drain in particular. Usually in the autumn, after the leaves fall,
okay.
You want to make sure that, you know, not a lot of it got into the roof, and you want to make sure to have a nice cleanup to prepare it for the winter.
Okay,
and then. After the winter is done, you want to make sure nothing, you know, again, if there's any anything that that got clogged or dislodged because of ice buildup or anything like that, that's always a good practice. I know it might be a bit extreme, but prudence is important because, you know, now, and unfortunately, when we have rain, we have those torrential downpours, which
yes.
we never had before. I mean, you know, it's the global warming or anything else.
Right.
So you could have a lot of accumulated water on the roof. We've been to roofs that had 3 feet of water accumulated on top.
On a flat roof.
Because of blocked drains, right?
Yeah.
And then
okay.
water was coming in from everywhere, and the clients did not know what was happening.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's as far as the flat roof is concerned, I would definitely... use these two dates as my landmark to verify the roof. Now, is it elastomeric or gravel?
Elastomite.
Okay, which is better because you have less gravel, and that's, you know, when you have gravel, you would have to, you know, ensure that you don't need to add, and sometimes with the wind, it gets moved around and what have you.
Okay.
So when you have elastomeric, it's actually an easier inspection and much faster, and that's
okay.
a good thing.
All right.
Okay.
Hope that helps, Richard.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call.
My pleasure.
Dan Laxer in studio with Walter Assey of Renovco. And we do have Maria waiting from the West Island. We'll get to you in just a sec. But Walter, we have a text that asks if a standard size bathtub can be converted into a walk-in shower. And this texture says the size is 29 by 60. Is that standard?
So 29 is not standard.
Okay.
You want to start at 30. Now, the quick answer to her would be yes, it
mm-hmm.
can. It cannot be, if it's 29, an acrylic base. It have to be a ceramic base that is custom made.
Okay.
With a Schluter system, but definitely we can convert it. That's the walk-in showers. We have a lot more flexibility than bathtubs, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
Because we can custom make the base.
Okay.
We can even custom make the glass door. We can, you know, we could follow the curvatures. Everything could be done, you know, depending on the size that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in a bathtub, you are really bound with the manufacturer's measurements and dimensions, and you should not be modifying it. It comes as one piece. So, yes, it can be done. It won't be acrylic. It have to be ceramic, but there's no issue there at all.
Okay, great. And believe it or not, we have another roofing question. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How can we help you?
We had a roof done about, 5 or 6 years ago. And we had a huge leak in the living room. It destroyed the whole ceiling, the hallway. It leaked everywhere.
That was after it got repaired?
Yeah. This is now, this year.
Okay.
I mean, actually, it's going to be 2 years because of the corona there, you know, they're not very fast. So they come and go, they come and go, and there's something details has to be done.
Okay.
Now, I called the roofer. They came to time. They told me there's nothing wrong with the roofer. The insurance telling me there is something wrong with the roof, because if it was nothing wrong with the roof, it wouldn't leak.
Of course.
Now, they asking me, I've been calling my roofer, I don't know, for a month, leaving messages, never answer. He calls, oh, I'll see you Monday. Oh, 1:30 Monday, I'll be there. Oh, but I don't know which Monday, maybe 2025, I don't know.
So what's your question?
And the insurance told me they want a letter from the roofer that there's nothing wrong with the roof in order to insure my house. Is that right?
Are you asking me if the insurance letter is right or if the roofers are right?
No, if the insurance has the right to ask me a letter from the roofer that there's nothing wrong with the roof, it's in perfect conditions in order to insure me, because they don't want this to happen again.
Well, 100%. So every time you do have a claim with insurance, usually they want to ensure that that same problem does not reoccur, so they don't have to pay you every year. Okay,
exactly. So they
would give you, you know, they would ask you for certain documentations to protect themselves. And in certain cases, if things have to be repaired, they'll give you a delay by which you have to fix it. And if you don't, they have the right to cancel you. And if they do, it's not really a good thing, because your insurance, nobody else would want to take you as an, you know, as a client, not other insurance companies, because they consider you as a high risk insured. And if the ones that want to take you, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg to take you as an insured. So, you know, the good news for you is that you have a roofer telling you that it's not the roof. So that guy should be able to provide you with a letter saying it's not the roof. That will get the insurance company off your back. Okay. The other option that you can have, and that might help you in the process, is usually the insurance company will send an expert. Okay, and an independent roofer, and they will evaluate what happened for free. You don't pay for it. And the reason they do that is not because they love you and give you customer service. It's because they might have a liability claim against the roofer, which is not much better for you, because you don't have to take that roofer to court. They will handle that for you, and you don't have to bother.
You're the best in the universe. You just made my day. How do I know that roof is perfect? How do I know there's nothing wrong with the roof? So the roofer has to certify that, right?
The roofer would have to certify that. And if I were you, since you have an insurance claim, I would get my insurance involved, you know, let them fight it off. And then I would take the recommendation of the insurance company over the roofer's recommendation, because they are objective to this and they don't have, you know, a horse in that race, and they want you to fix that roof. So obviously there is a problem in the roof. It leaked, and it's not like small leak.
Yeah, this looks
like
Right.
That's right.
But the roof is, it has like a V, you know, the roof is coming down slight, and then it has a V, and then it goes up, and then it's not a flat roof, it's not a straight, and it happens always in that corner there, the thing that comes down.
Do you mean to tell me this is something that's happened before and it's a chronic problem, or it
no,
only
just
happened
one,
after
just
the removal?
This year, it happened, not this year, last year, the 20, whatever, and you know.
Yeah.
With this disease here, we've been on and on and on. We haven't finished yet.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, again, whether it's a V or a W, or it doesn't matter what it is, it's a new roof, well, fairly new, 5 years, not old, and it shouldn't be leaking. So, I mean, when the guy tell you it's not the roof, I don't know what he's trying to pull on you.
All right.
Okay.
I hope that helps, Maria.
You think my insurance would send an expert to see if really is not the roof? Would they do that?
100%. And in a way, I'm surprised they didn't.
Right.
Specifically that the roof, your roof have a guarantee on it, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So they do have a liability that they can go after the roofer. So, you know, and that's usually done at the beginning of the claim.
Okay.
Could be that the adjuster is a junior or he missed out on something. But typically, that's what they want to do, is you tell them, look, I have a new roof. I have a guarantee. That guy is still in business. Send me the expert to document that it's really the roof. So, you know, number one, I can get him to come back to fix it. And number two, you could go after him for liability. and you don't get as affected by making that claim from your end.
Super.
All right. Glad to help you, Maria.
Very much, very much. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Walter, if people need to get in touch with you and Renovco, what do they do? Where do they go?
You can always call us, 514-856-9993 or renovco.com.